Mixed martial artist and Ultimate Fighting Championship fighter Tom Murphy opens his anti-bullying presentations before school audiences with a video of himself taking down opponents in the ring. When the video's over, the 6'1", 225-pound Murphy says he hates fighting.
I call it a delicious irony, and it doesn't make sense to their brains. They look at what they saw on the screen. That's bullying.
For the past 5 years, Murphy has been working with his Sweethearts and Heroes organization that he founded with South Glens Falls physical education teacher Jason Spector, giving talks to students. This fall, the 40-year-old Murphy quit his job as a railroad executive and now travels across the country with the organization after taking selfies and giving high fives to students at Broad Alban Perth Middle School Thursday morning. Murphy commented on the effectiveness of the program.
It's not just an awareness-based message. Most anti-bullying stuff is awareness-based. Educate the kids, the perspective button. And then we say there's really sad stories attached to it. Now, don't let that happen to other kids. Don't let that happen to you. But what does that mean to a kid? It means nothing to them. You got to give them a plan, a specific plan.
Co-founder Spector, who wrestled with Murphy while they attended SUNY Brockport, said the program is more of a character education and lifestyle message.
I think we could all, no matter if my job is to drive the bus, if my job is to work in the office, if I'm a nurse, if I'm a teacher, whatever my job is, if I'm an administrator, we could all use healthy perspective. And really, you have to maintain that day after day after day. And that's a huge challenge.
During the presentation, students listened to Murphy and a handful of volunteers took part in some activities to prove his point. One pair of students dressed as superheroes were taught to intervene in a bullying situation. The students were also introduced to retired Army Sergeant Rick Yerush and his service dog, Amos. An Iraq war veteran with burns over most of his body, Yerush shared his message of not giving up hope. Students also heard from Nancy Schultz, the wife of the late Olympic gold medalist Dave Schultz, who was murdered by idiosyncratic philanthropist John DuPont in 1996. The murder was the subject of last year's Oscar-nominated film, Foxcatcher. Schultz, who oversees the Dave Schultz Wrestling Foundation, flew to New York from California to see the program herself. Schultz said her husband began wrestling after experiencing bullying as a young student.
And so he started running home from school every day as fast as he could to get home. And a PE teacher saw what was going on and said, I'll make a deal with you. I'll teach you how to wrestle if you promise never to bully anybody. And he did. You know, he really did. He became a great champion, Olympic champion. And I think the rest of his life, he was always very aware of the kid that didn't fit.
For the past 3 years, students at Broad Alban Perth Middle School have participated in their own anti-bullying club. Middle school principal Wayne Bell said Thursday's program was so well received because it was brought to the school by the students.
When it's coming from students, students listen. When it's coming from a teacher, from the principal, we don't get to as many students as we'd like to. And again, as it was presented today, students are afraid to snitch on others.
For more information on the Sweethearts and Heroes program to combat bullying, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.